Well, hello everyone in the Abundance Alliance. This is Tanya Gabrielle, your wealth astronumerologist, and yes, this is our final call of the year. It is December 2013, and we've gone through all 12 months together, and this is now the time to say goodbye to the year. We have a couple weeks left. So what I'm going to do today is just give you a little bit of a heads up on a very powerful moment that's actually happening on January 1st of next year, and then let you know how we can connect together so that you're supported next year as well. So stay tuned for that. So I'll give you that information after we go through some forecasts for all of you in the next couple minutes. First, I want to say there is an event I will be hosting that's very exciting. It'll be similar to the one I had in May of 2013, but this one will be launched in February, and it's going to be called 7 Steps to Making 2014 Hugely Successful. This will be a webinar that I will launch in January, and it'll actually be aired live on February 11th, so you should put that date in your calendars. February 11th, and it'll be at 2 p.m. Pacific, and there will be a recording as well, so you'll be able to listen in if you can't stay up that late in Europe or have other things to do that day. But 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern time, and that would be 10 p.m. GMT. Now, that it will be a very in-depth webinar on the year, on the constellations, the astronumerology for 2014, and how to make the most of the year. So that will be an event that I will have open for everyone. And then there's one other thing I'm going to offer you that's very, very special at the end of this call, so stay tuned for that. So what I want to look at is, first of all, we're in an ending cycle right now. We're in a 9 month in December, and it's a wonderful month to be in a 9 universal month because 9 means endings. So it's really perfect. It only happens every 9 years. We're the actual month of December. Allows us to release and end and culminate. So if you feel the urge, like I did yesterday, to reorganize, I actually totally redid my studio. I moved furniture around and replaced things and repositioned and made room for something new to come into my life that I just ordered and I'm so excited about. That's the kind of energy that we have right now, is a sense of release and moving things that are no longer useful. So basically feng shuiing your office, feng shuiing your house, you know, just really doing a spring cleaning, but in December, in order to prepare for next year. Because 2014 will be a very deep, introspective, spiritual awakening year. It's a 7 universal year, and that means you will have huge insights. And if your home, your office environment is not clear and clean and pristine, your clarity and your ability to receive on an intuitive level will be affected, because the number 7 is the lightning strike number. So your ability to intuit and get downloads will be really strengthened next year. And you will go through changes as, well, we all are changing every moment, but you will be aware and awakened and be clear about what those changes mean when you are really, really feeling at ease in your environment. So we're still in a year where the environment is being accentuated. This is the 6th year of the home, right? So your home, your immediate environment, take responsibility for that now in this 9 month where you release, and then you'll be really set up beautifully to have quite a spectacular 2014. And, you know, one thing that makes 2014 so amazing is on January 1st, the first of the year, 1/1/2014, there is a new moon, which, what a better day than the first day of the new year to have a new moon, which means new beginnings. The new moon is a new cycle of the moon, and this year it happens on the 1st, and it's actually quite an extraordinary event. I will be discussing this more in my forecast video, so make sure you watch that, my monthly forecast video. But for you guys, I'm just going to go through what it actually means, because I wanted to give you a little bit of a nice segue into the next year as we end 2013. So on the 1st, we have this new moon. It happens at 10 degrees in Capricorn. So 10, of course, 1 plus 0 is 1. So we have the 1st of the 1st in the new year, a new moon at 10 degrees, which is a 1, and it's the instant manifestation number. And we have it happening as a new moon, which is often new beginnings. So it's an important event to launch the year, and it sets the stage really for the flavor of the year for all of you. So I'm going to do a reading for each one of you about where this new moon is taking place, and also why it triggers you in a big way. The reason it's such a trigger is because it's actually conjunct Pluto. And as you know, Pluto and Uranus are forming this long-term square with each other, which ends in 2015. So this new moon triggers that square. And it triggers not only that square, but it triggers a grand square, which means it triggers two more planets that form a very large, big, grand square in everybody's birth chart. The other two planets are Mars and Jupiter. So there's going to be a lot of energy because of Mars, a lot of fire, and then there's going to be a lot of expansion and fortune because of Jupiter, because Jupiter expands everything. Now, when I say expansion, it expands what you're focusing on. So when I say fortune, you know, it can mean also if you're focusing on something negative, it'll expand on that, right? So Jupiter is not necessarily going to turn everything, make lemonade out of lemons for everyone. If your focus is on something that isn't positive, it will accentuate that. But you now know how important it is to be very aware when you're out of balance and to rebalance yourself so that these energies that align in these spectacular ways on certain days, as on January 1st, 2014, can be beneficial, can be of benefit, can actually elevate you and support you and create a shift in you. And on the 1st of the 1st at 10 degrees in the new moon, that's going to really, really create a big shift. So I want you all to be ready for that, prepare for it now, and know that this really is a huge battery that's being activated on that first day of January. So let's look at where for all of you this is taking place, and then at the end I will tell you a very special opportunity just for you that you can take advantage of. So first we have Sarah. Sarah, for you this new moon, which is conjunct Pluto and conjunct Mercury, so it's Sun, Moon, Pluto, Mercury are forming a conjunction at this new moon. For you, this big major conjunction takes place in the second house. And so that means your self-worth and your money will be huge topics for 2014. So everything relating to personal finances, how you feel, your values, your possessions, and also, just so you know, this conjunction that takes place as a transit, meaning it's happening now in the skies, is forming another conjunction with one of your natal planets in your birth chart, and that is Mars. So you actually will be really energized. Remember, there's a huge square happening at the same time with all these other planets in the sky that same time. So and one of the planets in that huge grand square is Mars. Well, your natal Mars in your natal chart is also being activated. So for you, this will be a really momentous time of re-energizing, and you may even have some event happen on that actual day of January 1st that will mark the day for you, because when Mars is involved, there is usually a sort of a spurt of energy that is released. So, and like I said, this is all happening in your second house, so your focus is going to be very much on money and creating more money and looking at your wealth and prosperity and abundance. Okay, so focus on those. Really make your goal list focus on what it is, what is your roadmap for creating something of value for you for next year. And then we have next Sherry, and also Lisa. I'm going to do, first of all, say to both of you that this wonderful event, this quadruple conjunction, you know, with the new moon, is happening for both of you in the 10th house. And I'll do separate readings in terms of how it affects both of you. So, but let me just let you know, with the 10th house, it's your career. So you're really going to, in 2014, put a huge emphasis on your work, on making your profession your big responsibility, making the reputation and standing you have in your profession a big responsibility, the image that you project on your website. You know, the 10th house is the midheaven. Its planetary ruler is Saturn. And as you'll find out in my big, big forecast that I'm releasing in February, the one that is seven steps to making 2014 hugely successful, I'm going to talk in detail about Saturn, because Saturn figures so greatly in the equation next year. But for both of you, since the 10th house is affected and the natural ruler is Saturn, you want to really make sure you have an order, an actual discipline, a map to how you're proceeding with your plan for your career. So for you, the task in your goal list is to put a special emphasis on how you're promoting yourself and what you're going to do about your position in your profession, how you can carve out an identity in your profession, what you want to achieve in your career. There will also be an emphasis on your parents, because the 10th house also rules authority figures in your life and parental figures. And if you have a boss, it rules that as well. So really, this is a big year for you to be responsible in your career. Now, individually, let me just look at Shari. You have an actual square forming to your ascendant. It's an exact square. So this quadruple conjunction on the 1st of January is forming an exact square with your ascendant. So you personally will be really, really stimulated and changed. There will be a real shift, not only for you in terms of your career, but for how you feel about yourself, even to the point of where you want to get a new wardrobe. You may want to change how you look, focus on exercising, adorn yourself in a different way, whether that be jewelry or your immediate environment in your home, to just uplift you. All of those things will be triggered for you in a big way, okay? So now for you, as you know, Pluto Uranus square is happening right on your midheaven and ascendant. So that's a major, major place to have that square happen for these past years and continue through next year. So this quadruple conjunction is going to accentuate that and push you even more to really, really move forward and learn and, in a sense, grow into who you are as a mature person in your career and personally. Okay, so, and then for Lisa, what triggers for you is a beautiful sextile to your Mars in the 8th house. So what I can see happening is either a relationship gets fired up, and I'm talking about a partnership, you know, romantic relationship, and or you meet somebody, especially a male person who helps you with your career or is instrumental in supporting you somehow with your career, or you just feel really re-energized because your creativity, because the 8th house also rules sexuality and creativity, is being accentuated, and you bring in more money. People are paying you because they really like what it is that you're bringing, okay? So, also, your moon is conjuncted with this new moon. Your actual natal moon is very close to where this is going on. So emotionally, you may feel you may have a lot of feelings around this time, around this new moon, just really deep feelings. So just let them come out, express how you need to feel, because you really want to let people know and let yourself know what it is that you're deeply in tune with intuitively. And in order to do that, you need to clear some emotional stuff that may be hanging around. So just be aware of that too, okay? Because it's the first of the first, and you're clearing things as you're starting something new. Okay, so then we're going to go to Roxana, who has an amazing constellation here. You have your natal Mars and your natal Mercury are conjunct this quadruple conjunction, which is quite astounding. Now, as you know, I've told you that Pluto has been conjunct your natal Mars and natal Mercury. So now that we have this new moon happening there, you've got three more planets. You've got the Moon, Sun, and Mercury joining this quadruple conjunction with two of your planets in your 12th house. This is really major for you. It's very important because you have, first of all, three planets in the 12th house. So the 12th house issues are big issues for you in general. And you are very much interested in hidden aspects of life, in the secrets of life, in astrology, numerology. This is really right up your alley because you want to know what stimulates soul growth, what are the hidden strengths and hidden weaknesses for you and others, what do your dreams mean, right? All of that, spiritual studies, psychic, clairvoyant gifts, that's definitely in the realm of your experience in general. And this is all being triggered even more so now with this new moon. So expect a year where you really, really start accentuating these gifts. I mean, it started for you in 2011 when Pluto started squaring Uranus right in this position where I'm talking about in your chart. But it's really going to get a big, firing up, a kick in the you-know-what right now as this new moon quadruple conjunction happens on the first of the first. You're really going to feel that. And your birthday will have happened just a few days before this on the 19th. Happy birthday, by the way. That's in 2 days. So the number one is important to you anyway. So, this is a big deal for you. You really have some incredible tools now to get fired up and move forward. If you've been wanting to do something regarding these gifts you have, this is really the time. You're being asked to move forward. So don't sit back if you feel the urge to do so. Really make time to get mentored in the way you need to, or to take a course in the way you need to just take those gifts and make them public and really create a wonderful life for yourself and for others. Remember, what you share as a divination arts practitioner, anytime you share something, you enhance your own life because you're helping the world to elevate by sharing your gifts and getting remunerated for your gifts, right? So the exchange of money that you receive for your gifts is very important. And let me remind you, Roxana, you do have Jupiter in your second house, so making money should be a very fun, lovely, joyful experience for you, but you do need to apply yourself in this psychic realm, in this clairvoyant divination arts realm for that to happen. Okay, so, all right, that's a lot for you to take in, but I think you understand. I'm also seeing Neptune, which rules your second house, is conjunct your midheaven. That's a really big deal. So when Neptune is up there, boy, your spirituality is very much in the forefront. But it can also mean that your idea about your career can be clouded because Neptune can be nebulous, right? So you want to get out of the clouds now and just really see clearly with what's going on with your gifts and with your life. Okay, so, and then we have Steinar, and you have something quite wonderful, too. You have an actual conjunction, just like Roxana did, but this time it's in the first house, and which is a huge house for you. So right in the beginning of the first house, you have three planets, and pretty much all three of them, Venus, especially Mars, and especially Saturn, are definitely conjunct this new moon happening on the 1st of the 1st, and your birthday is in January on the 28th. So you are a one child, and so this is very, very important for you, Steinar. It really sets the stage for a very wonderful year. You know, of course, you'll make it as wonderful as you like, but I'm telling you, you've got some fabulous fire under you. This first house, first of all, has a lot of planets in it. You got six planets in this house. I told you, it's a big house. You've got Venus and Mars and Saturn and Moon and Sun and Mercury in this house anyway. Well, with this triple, with this quadruple conjunction on the 1st of the 1st, remember, it's also Pluto there, your first house, which means you, which means your how you feel about yourself, your relationship to your environment, your outlook on life, your physical appearance, everything that makes up you, Steinar, is being elevated and shifted. So, you know, this is going to be a big deal. The two planets in particular that are being activated for you, like I said, are Mars and Saturn. That is the timekeeper in Saturn, and Mars is the activator, the firing up mechanism. So you're being fired up to create a disciplined plan, a roadmap that allows you to express yourself in the most beautiful way possible in 2014. So really, really very, very exciting time for you. I really like this year for you, Steinar. So, it'll be interesting to see what happens for you. And then we have Lieselot. Lieselot has it's in your eighth house. I love that for you. Okay, so this actual quadruple conjunction, new moon on the 1st of the 1st, for you occurs in the eighth house. That is great. That means you will be making money because the eighth house is not only about transformation and sexuality, but it's also about the money that is owed to you by others. And it's opposite the second house, right? The eighth house and second house are opposite each other. The second house rules your value, your money, your personal finances. The eighth house rules other people's finances that they owe you or your partner's resources, right? And like I said, it's also about sexuality. And sexuality and money are very much the same creative energy. They're all about creation. So when you create something of value, you receive money in return, just like with sexuality, right? So now you will definitely feel prompted to transform something in your business because, like I said, this conjunction occurs with Pluto right there as well. Pluto is part of this conjunction. So Pluto is all about transformation anyway, and so is the eighth house because Pluto rules the eighth house. So you're really the only person in this group where Pluto is very much affected in a double way. Pluto has been in your eighth house for a while, will be for a while longer. The eighth house is ruled by Pluto. So with this big event happening on the 1st, everything that relates to transformation, to regeneration, to personal growth, to rebirth, right? To any addictions, any psychology that you need to look at, inheritances, like I said, other people's money, all of that is going to be accentuated even more. It's like the final big push for you to really get in touch with what you value in your clients, what you value in yourself, and transforming that into a wonderful income stream. So I like this very much for you. So let me just look at one more thing. Your numbers are you have a 5 and a 7, so you very much will relate to this 7 universal year since your life purpose is a 7. So this is another wonderful gift that you have for 2014. So there's really a lot for you to come, and it'd be wonderful to see, to just watch what it is you do with this code that you have activated on January 1st. Okay, so, and then finally we have Leanne, and then I'll tell you about your special that I'm going to extend to all of you. Now, Leanne, you have your moon and sun and Pluto and Mercury conjunction, new moon happening in the 11th house. And that house rules groups. It rules the future. It's wonderful because Jupiter is the actual natural ruler of the house, and Jupiter's all about expansion and looking forward and making new relationships and acquaintances and friends, joining new organizations. All your hopes and wishes will very much be amplified with this wonderful new moon, and you will really see how your true purpose in life can be manifested, because this house is about how you feel about your purpose and your the sense of how you allow your purpose to fit into the world in, or into a group or into humanity as a whole, because it's a very forward-looking house. It's the 11th house. It's double one. It's the gateway. So this is a really very positive placement for you for this to happen. And just like Lieselot, you have a 7 in your blueprint. So this 2014 year, which is a 7 year, will definitely affect your career because your destiny number is a 7, and that rules your career. So I would be very much looking forward to expanding on that level for you just because of the tie-in to your destiny number. Okay, so this is, let me just see if there's anything else for you that is accentuated with this, and I guess that's about it. So for you, Leanne, it's a focus on expansion, being positive about your future, looking forward to joining other like-minded souls in some kind of opportunity that you do together, meeting new people in your tribe that relate to you and resonate with you, and then activating your career. Okay, so now I'm going to extend my offer. I got a really nice note from Lieselotte, and she wrote, I cannot be on the call tonight, unfortunately, but I'd like to thank Tanya for the Abundance Alliance program. It has helped me a lot during the past year. Of course, I'm curious about what's coming next and hope Tanya will address this in the last call. Well, thank you, Lieselotte. I had a great time just connecting on this level to a small group of you. And so though I will not continue the Abundance Alliance program just because of my own schedule, I want to do everybody justice when I actually, you know, design programs. So I will not be continuing this one because I just formed the Astral Alliance Mastermind, and that's a whole new road that I'm taking spiritual, heart-centered entrepreneurs on for next year. But what I will do, just so I can be there for all of you, is extend a very special consultation where I will look at your complete astronumerology forecast for you for the next year. Now, usually my complete astronumerology consultations are $1,200, but I, since it's a 7 year, I'm going to extend a special 7 universal year price for just you people on this wonderful call. So you got to listen to the call to get this special. So, and that is $777 instead of $1,200. So you'll spend 90 minutes with me, and we're going to just go through your complete forecast for 2014. So I think that's a really amazing deal. It takes me many hours to prepare for calls like this. So that's why the price point is much higher than for my numerology calls, because astronumerology is very deep and has many, many layers. And I really want to spend time with your code before I jump on the call with you, right? So I can really dig in. So so I would love for some of you to take advantage of this if you want to. If not, I totally understand. Either way, you have something to work with. You also will have the 7 steps to making 2014 hugely successful, which will be not a personal reading, but a reading for people in general for 2014 that's coming up in February. So in the meantime, I just want to wish all of you a great end of 2013. It was such a wonderful time I spent with you. I've never done this before, and I really enjoyed it. And I look forward to serving all of you in whatever way that works for you in the years coming up. And I wish you a wonderful holiday season and a happy new year. All my love to you. Bye-bye for now.